The bottom line in business talk. Voice America Business.
Welcome to Three-Dimensional Wealth with Roe Diefendorf, your source for total wealth management. All comments, views, and opinions expressed on the show are solely those of Roe, his guests, and callers. Now let's begin the show. Here's your host, Roe Diefendorf.
Thank you for joining us on Three-Dimensional Wealth. I'm your host, Roe Diefendorf. And today I'm here with David Smith, Managing Director of Priority Associates, and Tom Palumbo, a financial planner with Diefendorf Capital Planning. And we're going to be talking about Lift Up America. And we're on the air live, and it happens to be 9/11, the fifth anniversary of 9/11. And we think it's apropos that tomorrow in New York City there's going to be a format for humanitarian aid, and that's going to be at Lift Up America. And so we want to talk about that and what philanthropy has, and not only for doing something for others, but what it might do for ourselves as we develop our character. So let me introduce Dave, and we'll get started. Dave has 20 years of experience in general management, running a variety of businesses in sports, travel, software, and other industries. Most recently at Shoreview Partners, he worked with the private equity firms providing management consulting and leadership development services. He served as the executive vice president for sales and marketing in several firms and as president of Steiner Sports Marketing. Dave was at American Express for more than 10 years in a general management and marketing capacity. He has his MBA from Harvard and his BA from Trinity College. And as I said, he is the managing director of Priority Associates. And we're going to talk about that. And also on the line with us is Tom Palumbo. He is a veteran financial planner with Diefendorf Capital, but more notably, he also has a certified three-dimensional wealth practitioner designation, which is one that broadens financial advisors to challenge them to explore with their clients more than just financial wealth, but personal wealth and social wealth as well, hence three-dimensional wealth. And that's the show that you're listening to. So I want to welcome you two guys. And looking forward to our conversation today.
Thanks for having us on, Roy. Thanks, Roy.
All right. Well, listen, Dave, tell us maybe, if you will, to start with sort of your career development. It's sometimes hard to believe that a Harvard MBA would go through a number of high positions and then end up with a nonprofit organization running it. And so maybe you can tell us how and why and what you're doing.
Well, yeah, that's probably true. I was just back at my 20th business school reunion, and there weren't many of us in nonprofit, but it's been exciting for me. I graduated from Harvard in 85. I came here to New York. I worked for American Express for a little over a decade in a number of positions there and had a great experience. And after that, I went out on my own. Built a management consulting practice here in the city, where I focused, worked with a lot of, mostly friends from school, who had private equity businesses who were looking for help to run those businesses. And I was what they would call a management mercenary, where I would actually go in and run the businesses. And, so it was great experience. Every business was different, lots of different industries, and, I would say probably the highlight of that was when I was with Steiner Sports, which as a sports fan, that was great fun and a great business to build. And I think that the thing that was striking about those experiences is that in my own mind, I exceeded a lot of the career and personal goals that I had set up for myself. And, you know, at that time, I thought, wow, this is really what it's all about. But for some reason, there was a sense of emptiness that I was feeling. And I couldn't quite explain what it was or what was causing it. But even though I got more promotions, you know, bigger titles, more responsibility, I still had this void that I couldn't quite fill. The problem was that that's not something particularly us as men really talk about. And, you know, if you go out and play 18 holes of golf with a friend and you ask them about what's going on at work and what's going on with the family, everything's always fine.
Mm-hmm.
So I was feeling stuff on the inside, and I thought I was the only one. And I really didn't know quite where to turn. Because to me, you know, the prescription for happiness and success, I had achieved all that, yet I was still feeling these feelings inside, and I really thought I was the only guy with that. And how I got connected to Priority Associates is I had a friend who invited me to a men's Bible study mm-hmm. back in the late 90s. And to be frank with you, I really thought that that was going to be very uncomfortable. But what actually happened was in the course of this, it was a group of about seven or eight of us, what I found was the first time is guys really talking authentically and real about what was going on in their lives. And through that, when we started to have discussions, I found these guys were experiencing a lot of the same feelings of emptiness, fear, and isolation that I was feeling. And it was the first time we were really able to address that. And the way we addressed that was looking at biblical principles and applying those to our day-to-day life. And that's where, for me personally, I experienced real transformation in my life. And things really started to change. And so that was a really powerful experience for me, and I've been involved with Priority on a volunteer basis for years since then. And just 2 years ago was challenged to come on an interim basis to run the organization. And it's been by far the best experience that I've had in my career. Ministry is tougher than any business that I've ever been involved with, and I've been involved in some tough situations before, yet it's far more rewarding than anything that I've been involved in before.
Well, maybe you can describe to us then what it is that Priority Associates is about, who you are, and what your mission is and what you're doing.
Right. Well, thanks. Priority Associates is a leadership ministry. Our focus is to build leaders from the inside out. You had talked about character, and that was one, that's one of the things that we focus a lot on is how do we establish the character. Really what we're looking for is how do we build who we are, not what we do. We work with professionals here in New York on how to integrate God into their lives. I think a lot of us may have known God or when we grew up, but it's not particularly relevant. And what we're trying to do is help people to see that integrating faith into your workplace, into your home life, is going to make you a better man or woman. And so we work with professionals just like myself, how I was, meeting with them regularly and helping to grow as a community. So it's a powerful ministry. I guess the way I would look at it is similar to the three-dimensional wealth. We look at it as sort of this spiritual fitness that we have needs to be as important as our professional and our personal fitness. And so we help people try to understand how they can dedicate time to developing their faith and the benefit of that impact is going to have on professionally in their work environment as leaders in the workplace and at home.
Terrific. And Tom, you've integrated in. I mean, I know you've been a volunteer and run a number of different things, so maybe you can just share with us a little bit about what you're doing with Priority Associates, and then we'll talk a little about philanthropy.
When I first became a part of Priority Associates, it was through one of the classes. They have a class session on Wednesday and Thursday nights called Cafe PA. And it's a way that you could get to know people through different types of studies. They do anything from Bible studies to historical studies, many different topics, and it's a great way to get to know individuals in the workplace. And so I attended a class, and most of you know Rick Warren's book, Purpose Driven Life, and that was the first class I've taken in 2003, excuse me. And that's where I officially got hooked up with Priority. And from there, I went on to get more involved in actually participating and teaching some of the classes on social styles and various other teachings, and then from there we continue to do service projects as well.
I know you've been involved in service projects. We'll talk about that, and philanthropy or humanitarian aid or projects like that is a big part of Priority Associates. And it's interesting because in the last two 2 months maybe, where you've got Warren Buffett, his foundation, being involved in giving money to the Gates Foundation. And now today I open up Fortune magazine, and it's called The Power of Philanthropy. And it talks about Bill Clinton's foundation and what he's doing. And just next week in New York City, there's the Clinton Global Initiative. And he brings people together with money and projects that need their money. And already, before this this initiative is going off, he's got 300 pledges worth more than $2.5 billion. And so the article talks about corporate philanthropy and that people are more interested in it. It's getting more press. In fact, one of the recent studies that was done says that corporate donations to charities grew 14% in 2005, signaling the growing importance companies are placing on philanthropy. And so I know that Priority Associates places an important emphasis on that through their service projects. Tell us what's at the heart of that, if you would, Dave. I mean, these service projects, sometimes, I mean, they, in this article on Clinton, they took shots and they questioned the motive of why these are being done, you know, some of the philanthropic missions that they're working on. But what's at the heart of PAs?
Well, that's a great question. I think that we would use Jesus as a model for serving others. There's a great story in the Gospel of John of Jesus washing his disciples' feet and telling them that, you know, we're responsible for serving God and serving others first. And that was the example that he set. It wasn't just something that he talked about. He actually set that example. And what we find is that, you know, I think a lot of us, particularly here in New York, are, we want to make a difference. We want, you know, we want our lives to count. And so we're looking for real purpose and calling in what we're doing. But unfortunately, my experience and those of others is a lot of the work that we do does not have that kind of high-level calling or purpose. And so we lack the passion that we thought that we would have. And yet, on the flip side, when you're serving others, when you're giving of your time and your money and you're sacrificing to serve others here in the city, that's when you can find real purpose in your life. And that's really the core of what we're trying to do here is to meet professionals where they are, to help them find the purpose or calling God has put on them and how they can integrate that into their day-to-day life. And serving others is through these types of events is how they can learn about that.
Terrific. Well, we're going to pick up on that thought about serving others and specifically with Lift Up America, that's going off tomorrow. But we're going to take a short break, so stay tuned. We'll be back with more of Three Dimensional Wealth. Thank you.
Business information you need. From the stock market to starting and managing your business. Voice America Business at voiceamerica.com.
Financial planning can be confusing and complex, and unless you have a solid game plan, you could be taking unnecessary risks and missing out on tremendous opportunities. Let Diefendorf Capital Planning Associates take the mystery out of investing and help you build a solid financial foundation for years to come. Diefendorf Capital Planning revolves around the family, and through our financial service companies and three-dimensional wealth centers, we strive to deliver total wealth management financially, personally, and socially. Learn more about what Diefendorf Capital Planning Associates can do for you. Visit the website at diefendorfcapital.com today. Integrity, full service, best in class, diefendorfcapital.com.
If suddenly you're numb or weak on one side, limb, or face,
it could be a stroke. Get help. Don't wait.
Maybe it's a loved one suddenly slurring their speech or dizzy.
Call 911 and get medical help quickly.
Blacks have a higher occurrence. Do you want to know more?
Call 1-888-4-STROKE or visit www.strokeassociation.org. Time lost is brain lost.
A public service message brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Why is Pepsi cooler than Coke? Why are iPods so popular? In 2005, how can you launch a successful brand? Want to know? Learn about the fascinating and intriguing world of graphic design and branding on Design Matters with Debbie Millman. Every Friday at 12 Pacific Standard Time, Debbie Millman will provide you with a provocative look into the stimulating world of design as it intersects with contemporary culture. Hear what the experts have to say about creating, maintaining, and launching a brand in today's challenging marketplace. Join us every Friday at 12 Pacific Standard Time for Design Matters with Debbie Millman, right here on the Bottom Line in Business Talk, Voice America Business.
What I Want to Be When I Grow Up by Johnny Mike.
Dad, it's John. I got the promotion.
We'll call him John Jr.
You'll speak over 500 million words in your lifetime, but none of them will be as important as the words you use to tell your six-year-old he has cancer. CureSearch.org connects you to the most comprehensive research and advice on childhood cancer and to other families who know exactly what you're going through. CureSearch.org. You're not as alone as you feel. Brought to you by CureSearch and the Ad Council.
The Bottom Line in Business Talk. Voice America Business.
Bringing you the keys to total wealth management, this is Three-Dimensional Wealth with Roe Diefendorf. Comments or questions? Visit www.diefendorfcapital.com or call 516-759-3900. Now back to the show. Here's Roe Diefendorf.
I'm here with David Smith, the Managing Director of Priority Associates in New York City and Certified Three-Dimensional Wealth Practitioner, Tom Palumbo. And we're discussing Lift Up America this hour and what is going to be accomplished tomorrow in New York City. This is going to be September 12th, the day after 9/11, 5th anniversary. And so I'm going to pass the microphone over to you, Dave, and let you talk about Lift Up America as a service project, of which Priority Associates is helping corporations get involved with.
Great. Yeah, Lift Up America is really about the fortunate serving the less fortunate. It was an idea that came in being just a couple of years ago as a partnership between businesses, professional sports teams, and local ministries serving the inner city. They did it first in two cities 2 years ago, and last year they were in 16 cities, and this year they're going to be in 30 cities. It's been a really powerful opportunity to serve. The culmination of that is happening this year here in New York with our Lift Up America event going on in celebration of September 11th. And really speaking about celebrating the heroes of September 11, those who served so many after the event. And so what's going to happen is that we're going to be distributing food and supplies to about 5,000 families here in New York. That's going to happen just in the course of one day where ministries are going to bring their vans and trucks over to the pier where the USS San Antonio is docked, and we'll be distributing food to those ministries, and they're going to be going out into the inner city serving there. In addition to that, there are about 600 kids who will be coming. Many of them will receive free eye examinations and hearing tests and receive eyeglasses and hearing aids. So it's really about an opportunity for us to demonstrate what it is to serve the city and serve those who are less fortunate. And I think that that's a really powerful message and something that's really, provides, we talked before about that level of purpose and calling and, integrating what God has taught us about serving Him and serving others first.
Dave, you've been encouraging businesses to participate, and Diefendorf Capital happens to be one of the businesses that is going to be participating tomorrow. Mm-hmm. What is it that you're doing and saying to corporate America to get them involved?
Well, I think that, first of all, we're just thrilled to have you guys involved in this, and it's really powerful. But I think for businesses, one of the things that I know as a consultant, a lot of businesses were talking to me about is how do we build a stronger bond with our employees and with our clients? And the goal here is to try to establish a more intrinsic rather than extrinsic connection with our employees and our clients. And part of that is by doing things that have a stronger sense of purpose to them. So an opportunity as a group, whether that's a team or an entire company in your case, to get together and go out and serve the city together helps people build stronger bonds about what the purpose of the business is. If people feel like the purpose of the business is just to make money, then they're not going to feel connected to that. But if they feel like the purpose of the business is to serve the city and the community in which they're in, then I think people are going to be more connected. And I think the goal of Lift Up America is to demonstrate to businesses how they can serve the city and serve their community more effectively.
It's interesting. We put this out to our employees, and we said, you know, it's voluntary. We'll give you the day off and we'll pay you, but if you'd like to go, I mean, you can't take a day off and go home. And everyone responded positively, Tom being one of them. Tommy, let me ask you, what is it that motivates you to do this tomorrow?
Well, Ro, that's really a good question. I felt like Dave said a couple minutes ago, that feeling that emptiness or feeling something greater that I, or some kind of responsibility that I need to take care of in my life and make a difference, you know, while I'm here. And I think, you know, this is a great venue for doing that. And I think I have to, you know, thank Dave, and just to be he's been a great resource and encourager over the last couple of years of getting me involved in Priority Associates and providing a platform for me to use my spiritual gifts and use the things that I like to do, you know, to serve the community, whether it's in New York or, internationally or nationally. And there's something inside me that's been burning, and I've been actually thinking about it for years and years, every so often these things come up, and it sort of just fits my gifts of being able to organize a group and organize our company to go down and serve the less fortunate. And I just think there's a great need for that. We have so much here in the United States, and there's so much out there that people need and need to be cared for. And I just think there's a great opportunity to do that. And I just think, what better platform to do this under? And, you know, just to ask our company and other companies to do this, it's, who would not want to do this on a day like the 50th anniversary of September 11th? I think it's just a great platform to do that.
It's interesting because, you know, as we talk about, as advisors, we talk about three-dimensional wealth, and we say, you know, it's not just about accumulating, your financial wealth, and it's not just having a lot of valuables, but it's teaching others how to pass on your valuables and building real personal wealth and social wealth, and being outwardly focused and how to make a difference. And, you know, when the venue came up and it was easy in order to participate, it was made easy. For us, it was, you know what, let's walk the talk. I mean, we can tell our clients, you know, this is great. You should, give and save and spend in that order, and that's the way we encourage our clients to think. But unless we're doing it, it's not going to really ring true. And so we were really excited about, you know, getting there. I mean, tomorrow morning we're all meeting at 6:15 a.m. in the train and all together. And I'm not sure how much of a difference we will make, and we're going to talk about that in the next segment, psychological benefits, but I don't know how much a difference we will make as an impact as a company in the city. However, what I've found is that every time that we go out to serve others, we're changed. And I think of, I'll tell you a quick story. This is my daughter, Emily, now 3 years ago, was involved in going to Zambia. She sort of led the charge. She went to Zambia to work at an AIDS orphanage, 17 years old, and came back and said, boy, He said, what a great, you know, event. And so the next year, she decides she's going back. Well, the next year, they're going to buy shoes for the kids. So she comes to me and says, Dad, I'd like to get 100 pair of shoes for the kids. I said, well, you know, what's that? It's $4.50 for a pair of shoes. And so it's $450. Now, we have a little family foundation that we try to encourage our kids to, you know, to learn the principles of giving. And so her granting authority was within there, so she gets online. We have a website for our family, and she gets online, and she makes the grant. She says, you know, 400 pairs of shoes, and here's the money, and wires the money. And then I said, okay, would you like to go back this year and give out the shoes? So Emily goes back again and gives out the shoes. So when I pick her up at Kennedy Airport, and I said, Emily, how was it? She said, it was the best day of my life. I said, what was? She said, the day we gave out the shoes. She said, first, she said, we washed their feet. You know, you talked about the story about Jesus. They washed, she said, that was kind of yucky. She said, but then we put these shoes on, and they were like, you know, on sneakers and all kinds of stuff. And she said, the kids were jumping around, never had a pair of shoes ever, many of them. And she says, best day of my life. So Emily went back again, now third year in a row. And when she got off the plane this year, and she was there for over a week, and they gave them now this year 10,000 pair of shoes. And that's how many kids and how many orphans there are. And now we're actually helping to build a village there. But I said, Emily, how was it? Best week of my life. Now, I know that Emily really didn't impact Africa and Zambia that much, but I want to tell you, there's a 20-year-old kid whose life has changed forever because of the efforts of serving others, and that's what's really exciting about, I think, you know, what we're doing. Hopefully Lift Up America will in some part have some impact similar to that. But that's where I see it changing people. I know you mentioned before, and when we were taking our break, about God revealing spiritual gifts. Maybe you want to repeat that, because I forget the phrase exactly, Dave, that you said.
Yeah, I think that God reveals our spiritual gifts when we serve others. And that is how we find our purpose and our calling, is when we're actually serving others. When we're serving ourselves, we can't really see that. And I think the challenge for us, particularly in a city like New York, where we're so focused on career and moving up the ladder and all these accomplishments, is that we can't really see what our purpose is or our calling. But when we serve others, that's when we can see it.
Well, terrific. We're going to come back. We're going to talk more about serving others, Lift Up America, so stay tuned. We'll have more of Three-Dimensional Wealth.
More and more people are starting their day with informative, focused business talk. Top experts. Today's business issues. Voice America Business at voiceamerica.com.
As a financial planner, do your clients really read all that computer-generated boilerplate text in an analysis? The FPS Financial Planning Software is designed for you to show your clients a concise and easy-to-follow report of their financial needs. The FPS system guides your clients to clearly see any needs that they may have in the achieving of their goals. Clients are guided to a decision rather than just reading the analysis. For a free copy of the FPS system, call 1-800-245-1991. Once again, that's 1-800-245-1991.
Now, Mrs. Johnson, before we close on your mortgage loan, I want to make sure you remember Mike.
Hi, you can trust me. I'm African-American, just like you.
So, here's the low monthly payments and interest rates we promised, and here's where they triple.
The rest of this stuff is just here to make sure that we get your house when you can't pay us back.
What a lovely house.
Predatory lenders are never this easy to spot. Call us at 866-222-FAIR and protect yourself with the facts. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Fair Housing Alliance and the Ad Council.
Are you feeling slammed and suckered in today's stock market? If so, then you need to tune in to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, Jordan Kimmel will train you in what you can do to beat up the big boys on Wall Street, as well as share his secrets to success so that you can buy and sell like a profit-pumping pro. Grab the bull market by the horns and listen to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, right here on the Bottom Line in Business Talk, Voice America Business.
Are you looking for a unique perspective on today's market from an experienced economist? Well, look no further. Listen to The Economic Contrarian with host Mike Norman every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time on Business America Radio. Mike and his guests will discuss new trends in the marketplace, as well as emerging companies and opportunities. So if you want in-depth analysis from a contrarian point of view, don't miss The Economic Contrarian Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time right here on BusinessAmericaRadio.com.
The Bottom Line in Business Talk. Voice America Business.
We now return to Three-Dimensional Wealth with Roy Diefendorf. Direct your questions and comments to www.diefendorfcapital.com or call 516-759-3900. Now the host of Three-Dimensional Wealth, Roy Diefendorf.
Our show for today is entitled Lift Up America, and that's about humanitarian aid and a project that is going off actually tomorrow, September 12th, in New York City. And we are glad that we have Dave Smith with us from Priority Associates, because he's been orchestrating much of this effort. And we've been talking about the sort of the mechanics, the ins and outs. But I'd like to go back, Dave, and talk more in depth about serving others, because we talked about the changes that happen within us as we serve others, and how to participate. Can you participate, you know, locally? Where do you start? Maybe you can give us a guideline.
Well, you know, I think that I love the story about your daughter going to Zambia, and I think that that's just wonderful, such a commitment to go that far, and I think there have been many been a lot of publicity about a lot of the work, particularly with people like Bono and Rick Warren, and now the what's going on with Warren Buffett and Bill Gates in terms of serving that. And I think that that's a great opportunity. But some people can't afford that kind of time and the flights and everything else. And I think what's important for people to understand is that you can serve just as well just in your own backyard, in your own city. I mean, here in New York, we have plenty of people who are impoverished, who are struggling, and there's an opportunity for us to serve them. And the goal here that we're trying to do in New York is just to get people to understand that that part of our time needs to be allocated towards serving others. So within Priority Associates, we have a number of service projects that are going on Saturdays, as an example, where we'll go out and serve the community, and we'll do it as a group. And the goal here is to get people to say, hey, look, you know, part of our time we have to, sure, we can dedicate a certain amount to work and everything else, you know, our physical health, but we have to allocate time towards serving others. Tom was actually involved in a project that we did where we went to New Orleans to serve in the relief effort there for Katrina, and that's something we're going to do again in October. We're going from October 18th through the 22nd. That was a terrific project. Maybe Tom could talk a little bit more, where we went down and gutted some homes down there and then served food to others. So there are a number of different ways that you can serve here in the city, and to demonstrate, you know, and experience for yourself the difference that's going to happen when you're serving others before yourself.
I think the important thing to understand is you don't have to go far. There are plenty of people in need. I was interested. I had lunch today with a group and that, you know, gives out aid and does things. And they said, I live on the Gold Coast of Long Island. And the one fellow said, my wife teaches third grade. And she said, if it wasn't for this organization, some of these children wouldn't have clothes. And I thought, impossible. How can that be where we live? And yet that was the truth of the matter. And I thought, you don't have to go far in order to find the need and to serve. Tommy, let's talk about your project, because you heard of the need, you heard of the project that Priority Associates was putting together down in New Orleans, and somehow, with your charismatic personality, I think you roped 25 people into going along on this project. Two things I want to ask you about. I mean, were the people going, was this a feel-good kind of thing, like, yeah, let me go along and feel good? Or, you know, was there really some other underlying principle that they were seeking? Or were there people that didn't know and had changed? I mean, I'd just be curious to see what the dynamics from the beginning and what the end results were.
Well, the genesis of this, Roey, actually began back in March, the first weekend in March. I came back from vacation, flew right into Miami to the Priority Associates conference, the annual conference, and that's their annual sort of thank you to volunteers. It's their fundraiser, so to speak. It's a lot of things, but they do this annually at different locations. This year it was in Orlando, Florida. And there, Dave has been asking me to come to this now, probably Dave now for 3 years, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And I somehow did not go the last 3 years. And he said, you really need to come to this. Why don't you come this year? I said, okay. And I worked out my flight arrangement so I could fly directly from my trip right into Miami. And so that worked out really well. And when I was there, they had various speakers and that would come on and presentations and events. And one particular individual came on. He was from California, from L.A. area, and he was a brother of someone who was in the ministry or a son or one of those. And he got up there, and he showed a DVD, and he talked about a trip that he did with a bunch of guys, and he's a working guy that supports the local area director like Dave out in California. And he brought a group of guys from California, and they went down to New Orleans, and they showed this DVD clip of them gutting out homes and, you know, making a difference down in New Orleans with a group of guys. And so I watched that. I'm thinking, gosh, this is exactly what I've been praying about and thinking about for years. And I said, let's make a difference. So we had some free time that afternoon, and Dave and I played golf, and we were on the cart. And I probably mentioned it to Dave before we finished that 18 holes 3 or 4 times, Dave?
At least.
That Dave, I said, we need to do this. This is exactly what we need to do back in New York, is get a group together and go down to New Orleans and gut out homes and make a difference down there. There's so many people here that I think would come alongside this effort and really make a difference and really want to do it, not just to feel good, because they really have, you know, their gifts are revealed, and we've seen it in many lives, and I think this would have been a great opportunity for people to get together from New York City and go down and use their gifts and participate in gutting out homes. So we did, and I came back. We had a quick meeting one afternoon. The following Sunday when we came back, 4 of us, we wrote out a list and we sent out an email. And before you know it, I started this little spreadsheet with 2 people on it, Dave and I. We booked out flights, and I said, we get 10 people. That would be an amazing thing, 10 people from New York City to go down. And, Ro, before we went down there, we had 25 men and women that have signed up for this trip, coming in from different flights, canceling work projects, canceling many different obligations to come on this trip. They felt like they really needed to come on this trip. And we did. We went down there for 4 days, and we gutted homes. It was 2 days of gutting, and then we had another day of working at the food distribution center at the local church there, handing out foods and walking with people and hearing their stories and listening to them. Excuse me. And so it was an amazing trip. And you talk about, it's not just, again, what you said before about going down and you know, trying to make a difference. Like, how much of an impact will we have made down there, just 2 houses or 3 houses, whatever we did. It's really about that group of people, you know, coming back, building camaraderie, coming back to New York City and, you know, creating unity with one another and Priority Associates here in New York to make it tighter and to say, what else can we do here now? We could, you know, work in our own backyard. And because we've built relationships, we solidify relationships, and I think that was a tremendous testimony that we could come back from a city like that and do something even more significant. And as a result of that trip, you know, there was a person down there, happens to be the sister of the guy, the fellow who went from California. His sister was down in New Orleans because she had felt the same need, and she was in between jobs, and she was down there hosting these teams, guys like us that would come down, and she would organize teams, and she was there indefinitely for probably 6 months or so, even 8 months. And so her time was up. We were her last team that she helped get organized down there to gut out homes. And as a result of our trip, there's a friend of mine, Joe Rose, who was down there, and he started feeling a little bit of a need to continue on down there. So they did not have a coordinator down there. Kirsten was leaving. Joe called me up 2 weeks later when we came back and said, Tom, I want to be the coordinator down there. I need to go down there. I'm in transition right now with jobs. I would like to go down and serve. So Dave and I made the connection, and before you know it, now Joe's down there indefinitely. Actually, he just came back, but he was down there for 3 or 4 months, and he worked all summer long. We had maybe 70 volunteers down there housed in this particular church, but during the summer, with all the kids being off of school and college, he was housing 300 volunteers per week, and they were gutting out 25 homes per week. So he had a tremendous impact on the people down in New Orleans, and it was just an amazing trip. It changed my life. There's no question where I could go out now to, you know, lift up America and get a group of people, maybe our office staff or whatever, and it has like a rolling effect, a snowball effect that is just going to continue.
Now think about that when you think as an advisor now, and you know, as we're trained and you look at the designations and all the letters after, you know, my name, and all of them have taught us how to minimize taxes and maximize returns and be efficient and put it to the bottom line. And yet, what we've been talking about is the value that we've been able to bring to individuals by actually sharing and doing something for others. And as advisors, if we don't bring that dimension to our clients and the client's family, I think we've really dropped the ball. So we're going to take one more break and come back with our final segment of Three Dimensional Wealth, so stay tuned.
Fresh, dynamic, and totally prepared for continuing business education. Business Talk Radio. Voice America Business at voiceamerica.com.
Financial planning can be confusing and complex, and unless you have a solid game plan, you could be taking unnecessary risks and missing out on tremendous opportunities. Let Diefendorf Capital Planning Associates take the mystery out of investing and help you build a solid financial foundation for years to come. Diefendorf Capital Planning revolves around the family, and through our financial service companies and three-dimensional wealth centers, we strive to deliver total wealth management financially, personally, and socially. Learn more about what Diefendorf Capital Planning Associates can do for you. Visit the website at diefendorfcapital.com today. Integrity, full service, best in class, diefendorfcapital.com.
You hear business show after business show all geared towards improving a company's bottom line. But what about your bottom line? How come no one ever talks about that? Finally, a show dedicated to the worker, The Crow Show with Paul McLaughlin, The Work Wonk. Heard every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, The Crow Show is aimed specifically at the worker and their environment. From work skills and technology to dealing with bosses and coworkers, The Crow Show will give you insight on how to survive and prosper in today's workplace. The Crow Show with Paul McLaughlin, The Work Wonk. Heard every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, right here on the Bottom Line of Business Talk, BusinessAmericaRadio.com.
With every choice we make, there's a consequence. Good ones and bad ones. Choices, Get It Right with Work and Life with Lisa J. Whaley deals with the importance of understanding and being comfortable with the consequences of personal and professional choices we make. More than ever, professionals have the tools and technology, cell phones, emails, Blackberries, that allow them to be accessible 24/7 and always on. The lines between work and life are more blurred than ever. It's difficult to determine where one ends and the other begins. Each week on Choices, Get It Right with Work and Life, Lisa and her expert guests discuss topics to assist professionals as they explore the dynamics of their individual life-work equation and begin the process of implementing positive and meaningful changes that result in leading fulfilling personal and professional lives based on your own definition of success. Choices, Get It Right with Work and Life with Lisa J. Whaley, broadcast each Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Business Channel. Choices, Get It Right with Work and Life. Have the life and career that you've always dreamed of with the power of choice.
keeping you a step ahead of the changing world of business. This is Voice America Business.
Bringing you the keys to total wealth management, this is Three-Dimensional Wealth with Roe Diefendorf. Comments or questions? Visit www.diefendorfcapital.com or call 516-759-3900. Now back to the show. Here's Roe Diefendorf.
With every choice we make, there's a consequence. Good ones and bad ones. Choices, Get It Right with Work and Life with Lisa J. Whaley deals with the importance of understanding and being comfortable with the consequences of personal and professional choices we make. More than ever, professionals have the tools and technology, cell phones, emails, Blackberries, that allow them to be accessible 24/7 and always on. The lines between work and life are more blurred than ever. It's difficult to determine where one ends and the other begins. Each week on Choices, Get It Right with Work and Life, Lisa and her expert guests discuss topics to assist professionals as they explore the dynamics of their individual life-work equation and begin the process of implementing positive and meaningful changes that result in leading fulfilling personal and professional lives based on your own definition of success. Choices, Get It Right with Work and Life with Lisa J. Whaley, broadcast each Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Business Channel. Choices, Get It Right with Work and Life. Have the life and career that you've always dreamed of with the power of choice.
Financial planning can be confusing and complex, and unless you have a solid game plan, you could be taking unnecessary risks and missing out on tremendous opportunities. Let Diefendorf Capital Planning Associates take the mystery out of investing and help you build a solid financial foundation for years to come. Diefendorf Capital Planning revolves around the family, and through our financial service companies and three-dimensional wealth centers, we strive to deliver total wealth management financially, personally, and socially. Learn more about what Diefendorf Capital Planning Associates can do for you. Visit the website at diefendorfcapital.com today. Integrity, full service, best in class, diefendorfcapital.com.
You hear business show after business show all geared towards improving a company's bottom line. But what about your bottom line? How come no one ever talks about that? Finally, a show dedicated to the worker. The Crow Show with Paul McLaughlin, the Work Wonk. Heard every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, the Crow Show is aimed specifically at the worker and their environment. From work skills and technology to dealing with bosses and coworkers, the Crow Show will give you insight on how to survive and prosper in today's workplace. The Crow Show with Paul McLaughlin, the Work Wonk. Heard every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, right here on the Bottom Line of Business Talk, BusinessAmericaRadio.com.
Financial planning can be confusing and complex, and unless you have a solid game plan, you could be taking unnecessary risks and missing out on tremendous opportunities. Let Diefendorf Capital Planning Associates take the mystery out of investing and help you build a solid financial foundation for years to come. Diefendorf Capital Planning revolves around the family, and through our financial service companies and three-dimensional wealth centers, we strive to deliver total wealth management financially, personally, and socially. Learn more about what Diefendorf Capital Planning Associates can do for you. Visit the website at diefendorfcapital.com today. Integrity, full service, best in class, diefendorfcapital.com.
You hear business show after business show all geared towards improving a company's bottom line. But what about your bottom line? How come no one ever talks about that? Finally, a show dedicated to the worker. The Crow Show with Paul McLaughlin, the Work Wonk. Heard every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, the Crow Show is aimed specifically at the worker and their environment. From work skills and technology to dealing with bosses and coworkers, the Crow Show will give you insight on how to survive and prosper in today's workplace. The Crow Show with Paul McLaughlin, the Work Wonk. Heard every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, right here on the Bottom Line of Business Talk, BusinessAmericaRadio.com.
With every choice we make, there's a consequence. Good ones and bad ones. Choices, Get It Right with Work and Life with Lisa J. Whaley deals with the importance of understanding and being comfortable with the consequences of personal and professional choices we make. More than ever, professionals have the tools and technology, cell phones, emails, Blackberries, that allow them to be accessible 24/7 and always on. The lines between work and life are more blurred than ever. It's difficult to determine where one ends and the other begins. begins. Each week on Choices, Get It Right with Work and Life, Lisa and her expert guests discuss topics to assist professionals as they explore the dynamics of their individual life-work equation and begin the process of implementing positive and meaningful changes that result in leading fulfilling personal and professional lives based on your own definition of success. Choices, Get It Right with Work and Life with Lisa J. Whaley, broadcast each Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Business Channel. Choices, Get It Right with Work and Life. Have the life and career that you've always dreamed of with the power of choice.
Are you feeling slammed and suckered in today's stock market? If so, then you need to tune in to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, Jordan Kimmel will train you in what you can do to beat up the big boys on Wall Street, as well as share his secrets to success so that you can buy and sell like a profit-pumping pro. Grab the bull market by the horns and listen to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, right here on the Bottom Line in Business Talk, Voice America Business.
Are you looking for a unique perspective on today's market from an experienced economist? Well, look no further. Listen to The Economic Contrarian with host Mike Norman every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time on Business America Radio. Mike and his guests will discuss new trends in the marketplace, as well as emerging companies and opportunities. So if you want in-depth analysis from a contrarian point of view, don't miss The Economic Contrarian Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time right here on BusinessAmericaRadio.com.
The Bottom Line in Business Talk. Voice America Business.
Now, Mrs. Johnson, before we close on your mortgage loan, I want to make sure you remember Mike.
Hi, you can trust me. I'm African-American, just like you.
So, here's the low monthly payments and interest rates we promised, and here's where they triple.
The rest of this stuff is just here to make sure that we get your house when you can't pay us back.
What a lovely house.
Predatory lenders are never this easy to spot. Call us at 866-222-FAIR and protect yourself with the facts. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Fair Housing Alliance and the Ad Council.
Are you feeling slammed and suckered in today's stock market? If so, then you need to tune in to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, Jordan Kimmel will train you in what you can do to beat up the big boys on Wall Street, as well as share his secrets to success so that you can buy and sell like a profit-pumping pro. Grab the bull market by the horns and listen to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, right here on the Bottom Line in Business Talk, Voice America Business.
Are you looking for a unique perspective on today's market from an experienced economist? Well, look no further. Listen to The Economic Contrarian with host Mike Norman every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time on Business America Radio. Mike and his guests will discuss new trends in the marketplace, as well as emerging companies and opportunities. So if you want in-depth analysis from a contrarian point of view, don't miss The Economic Contrarian Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time right here on BusinessAmericaRadio.com.
Financial planning can be confusing and complex, and unless you have a solid game plan, you could be taking unnecessary risks and missing out on tremendous opportunities. Let Diefendorf Capital Planning Associates take the mystery out of investing and help you build a solid financial foundation for years to come. Diefendorf Capital Planning revolves around the family, and through our financial service companies and three-dimensional wealth centers, we strive to deliver total wealth management, financially, personally, and socially. Learn more about what Diefendorf Capital Planning Associates can do for you. Visit the website at diefendorfcapital.com today. Integrity, full service, best in class, diefendorfcapital.com.
You hear business show after business show all geared towards improving a company's bottom line. But what about your bottom line? How come no one ever talks about that? Finally, a show dedicated to the worker, The Crow Show with Paul McLaughlin, The Work Wonk. Heard every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, The Crow Show is aimed specifically at the worker and their environment. From work skills and technology to dealing with bosses and coworkers, The Crow Show will give you insight on how to survive and prosper in today's workplace. The Crow Show with Paul McLaughlin, The Work Wonk. Heard every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, right here on the Bottom Line of Business Talk, BusinessAmericaRadio.com.
With every choice we make, there's a consequence. Good ones and bad ones. Choices, Get It Right with Work and Life with Lisa J. Whaley deals with the importance of understanding and being comfortable with the consequences of personal and professional choices we make. More than ever, professionals have the tools and technology, cell phones, emails, Blackberries, that allow them to be accessible 24/7 and always on. The lines between work and life are more blurred than ever. It's difficult to determine where one ends and the other begins. Each week on Choices, Get It Right with Work and Life, Lisa and her expert guests discuss topics to assist professionals as they explore the dynamics of their individual life-work equation and begin the process of implementing positive and meaningful changes that result in leading fulfilling personal and professional lives based on your own definition of success. Choices, Get It Right with Work and Life with Lisa J. Whaley, broadcast each Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Business Channel. Choices, Get It Right with Work and Life. Have the life and career that you've always dreamed of with the power of choice.
Thank you for tuning in to Three Dimensional Wealth with Roe Diefendorf. Please join us again next Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time for more tips and strategies for achieving total wealth management on Three Dimensional Wealth right here on The Bottom Line in Business Talk.